Today is Monday, February the 3rd, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. Oh my God, I just got off of a call that was like a four-hour call for work, supposedly describing our new product organization that my boss has decided we're going to do. And I don't know much about owning a product, but I did, you know, as you do when you get a new job, you go on lynda.com and you start watching all the training videos for that new job. And the job specifically says, or those videos say, that a product owner is tied to a specific product. And you go out and do research with customers, find out what they need. You do industry research to figure out, you know, what similar products do. You do all this. You create the vision work and create all the features and work with the, you know, and then work with you prioritize them, working with the customers. And then you're the face of the customer to your developers. Basically, you tell the developers what order they need to prioritize stuff in, and you make sure it gets delivered. My boss is wanting to create this product organization where we're kind of a blanket product owner group over a bunch of products, and we're delivering initiatives that span across products, but we're not tied to a direct product. And I don't want to do that. Like, I want to be tied to my product or a product that I'm passionate about. And I feel like it puts me at an unfair disadvantage because I've never been a product owner before. And he's wanting to throw me into the deep end and like put me in this, I need to be over multiple things bullshit. So I'm really not happy about it. But anyway, let's listen to a voicemail. How about that? We will do that.
Adam, this is Scotty, your Aussie battler. Listen, stop cutting off my phone calls before I get to the best bit. Ah, so terrible. Anyway, I haven't changed mobile company yet, so I can still call you on this number. I noticed.
I'm so glad, Scotty. By the way, I don't cut off your voicemails. That was your end, not mine.
So you didn't say you'd lifted the ban on email calls, but anyway. Listen, this is Australia. We're a democracy. We're not some evil pawn of Satan where you get charged for receiving text messages. Like, hello, do you get charged when someone sends a letter to your house? Oh, we're going to deliver a letter. We're charging you. No, the sender pays. I mean, I don't know where you get this from, this craziness. I'll be like Big Fatty and I'll get charged for receiving a text message. This is pure evil. We don't live in North Korea. I don't know what's going on. It's ridiculous.
I agree with you, Scotty. I don't really know what you're referring to because I don't remember talking about text messages at all on my show. However, Fatty, so, and I think, so yeah, if you don't have a phone plan that includes text messages in the U.S., it may be different now, but in the past, if you didn't have a phone plan that include text messages, you would get charged for both sending and receiving text messages. Now, I didn't make that rule. I'm not the phone company, but that was the way it worked in the past. Now, most people, I don't know what Fatty has. He has some like $2 a month plan or something that he's been grandfathered into. I have no idea. But Fatty has some kind of plan where he does not pay for text messages. Like, he does not. Most people have a plan that just includes unlimited text messages. And we don't worry about that shit. We've got unlimited text messages. That's it. Fatty, however, always tells us, and maybe he's just telling us a big old fat lie because he doesn't like to text. Because some people don't like to text. I don't understand because he tweets all the time. So I don't understand the difference between tweeting. It's literally just a different application, but whatever. But he says he does not have a plan that includes text messages, and so he gets charged for every text. That was a thing of the past. Most people choose plans that have unlimited text, and they don't have to worry about that. So I don't know. But I don't even know why you brought that up, because I don't remember talking about text messages at all on this show. But I really appreciate your call, and I love it when you call, so you can call or email me an audio file as much as you want. I also love calls from Joe in Dallas. Joe, you can do whatever you want to do. You can send me an audio file, whatever. Let's listen to one more voicemail real quick. We'll do that.
Hey, Adam, this is Gary, and you sound exactly like me. You do a great impersonation of me. Enjoy the show. Talk to you later. Bye.
Well, thank you, Gary. I'm glad that you think I sound a lot like you. Bye. yeah, thanks for the call, Gary. I don't think that I sound a whole lot like you, but anyway, it doesn't matter. I also don't hear my own Southern accent, which I know I've got. So, you know, it is what it is. But I appreciate the call. So anyway, we will. This weekend, I'm tired. I'm a little bit grumpy. So I apologize because I know all of you expect a certain demeanor from me. You know, a certain je ne sais quoi. You know, I'm supposed to be peppy and like really happy on all of these episodes. And I'm a little bit. So we went to Vegas. And it was a whirlwind trip. So let me tell you guys I'll hit the high points. So I had a rehearsal on Saturday morning. And Friday night we went and had dinner and played games with my aunt and my mom, because my aunt is still here. And that was fun. And then we came home, went to bed. And then Saturday morning I had to get up and go and have my first Newsies rehearsal. And that went, you know, that went pretty well. It didn't go bad at all. And I was pleased with how well I did on most of the songs. There's a couple that I still need to work on, but there was nothing horrible. There were no egregious mistakes, you know? So I was happy with that. But then I immediately came home. We finished packing because we had started packing Friday night, but Mark had to finish up a little bit of laundry while I was at my rehearsal. And so then I threw the rest of the stuff into my bag. Mark did the same. And we had lunch. He had leftover spaghetti from earlier in the week. And I had the leftover chicken salad sandwich. I'm trying to get better at using leftover stuff from the fridge. So I also, I had a half of a pork chop. So, and I only had like a half of a serving of chicken salad for my sandwich. So I cut the pork into really, really tiny, thin slices and used it like sandwich meat. Put it on the bread and then spread the remaining chicken salad on top of that. And I toasted the bread and cut it in half. Anyway, so we had leftovers is the bottom line. And so then we immediately after lunch left and went to the airport. And and then it was time for our flight to Vegas. So we got on, got checked in and everything without much ado. And we got on our flight, you know, no big deal. The weather was fine. It was good weather outside. And so we had a 4-hour flight to LA. It's funny, you know, the types of, when you have flights, it's funny how sometimes you'll go out of your way to get somewhere. So like we go to LA, which is on the other side of Las Vegas from us, and then we have to go back to Las Vegas. So we actually went too far, you know. But I read my book. I have a new book series that I'm reading from Terry Goodkind, and he's one of my favorite fantasy authors. And so I'm reading the first book of this new series. And so I wanted to, usually when I'm flying, I take a book with me. So, and this is the Nietzsche Chronicles. I think her name is Nietzsche. You never know how you pronounce things. She's a sorceress anyway. So I pretty much just read the book on the flight to LA. And then we had a short layover in LA. Nothing, you know, major. I don't like about the LA airport that they don't have, I don't understand this. They don't, Dallas, Atlanta, Denver, like all these nice airports, right? They have tram systems where you literally walk to a door, the door opens up like on the Star Trek Enterprise. You get on, you know, like the lift, the thing on the ship, and it takes you to the next terminal, you know, that you want to go to. But no, LAX just has these stupid buses, and you have to walk out on the terminal and get on this bus. And then the bus drive, I mean, you could literally have an accident with an airplane. because the bus is literally driving on the runway. You're just driving down the runway, waving at the airplanes and stuff. LA, you need to get with your business and you need to like have a tram system is what I'm saying. So we did that, but it was uneventful and we were able to get on our flight to LA or to Vegas. And we got into Vegas around 7 or 7:30. And then we proceeded to, you know, get our stuff. There was a woman that I'm going to tell you guys about on tomorrow's episode, but I'm going to end this one here. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can also call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ-friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.